great pizza needs no alibi. But I wondered if I might before I ended this caper. As the butler showed me into the drawing room and closed the door behind me, I stood facing Melinda Duncan. She had curves in all the female places and eyes you could suffocate in. There was an air about her that had no doubt weakened the knees of many men. But right now, she was obviously upset.
I'll get right to the point, Mr. Houston. Someone has taken something from me, and I intend to have it back.
Why not call the police, Miss Duncan?
They might not understand my motives.
Which are?
I have needs, Mr. Houston. I'm hooked on chicken, jalapenos, chilies, and extra virgin olive oil.
Wolfgang Puck's California Pizza.
Yes, I crave it. But now someone has found out about my obsession and is threatening to make it public. And that's why I sent for you.
But these are the 90s, Miss Duncan. Nobody gets embarrassed about that sort of thing
anymore. No, I want you to find out who knows about me and stop them. I'll reward you well.
Well, it's a screwy assignment, but okay.
Oh, and Mr. Houston.
Yes, Miss Duncan?
Hurry.
No need to tell me that. I knew I'd have to solve this one fast. I decided to talk to the household staff. I figured they'd all play dumb, but I had to start somewhere. I only knew one thing for sure. Like Wolfgang Puck says, great pizza needs no alibi.